This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Oh, hello, welcome in. Happy Play-In Wednesday, everybody. Kings, Mavericks tonight, and we're getting you ready for it right here on the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. James Hamm's there. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil behind the glass. We're hanging out with you until noon. Getting you ready for Kings, Mavs at Golden 1 Center. ESPN 1320 AM listeners, if you're on the radio, good morning. Hello, I don't know why I'm waving to you, but I'm waving to you. Thank you for listening on the radio. If you're on the free Odyssey app, hello, good morning. Appreciate you. If you've not downloaded the free Odyssey app, we highly encourage that you do so. Search ESPN 1320, favorite us, and then when you open the app, it's right there. You don't even have to search for us. It's just front and center. Super easy. Podcast listeners, hello from the past. Hope the future's going well. The James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show, it's available wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, our viewers on YouTube and Twitch, youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320, and a salute and good morning to everybody in the chatty house. We got on a little late today, so we didn't get to say good morning to everybody in the chatty house.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll get to see some people out at the game tonight at Golden 1 Center, because we got Kings-Mavs. Loser goes home, winner plays the Grizzlies in Memphis on Friday.
Yeah, this is for all the marbles. Like, oh, the whole ball of wax.
It all comes down to this.
It all comes down to this.
Oh, boy.
You know what, though? Like, look, this is exciting. I think when you look at what the play-in tournament has done for the NBA, I think it's absolutely worked out brilliantly. Mm-hmm. I think the best team in the moment does get through, mm-hmm. and I think that's what will prove out. Like, as of right now, if the Kings can somehow beat Dallas, mm-hmm. and then they get Memphis on Friday, the better team is the Sacramento Kings at this point. The Grizzlies are in a death spiral. They have been for a while. Ja Morant just got hurt. So you have all of these things playing towards it. And you know what? If I'm looking at the playoffs, I want to see the best teams, the teams that are there and are the best teams in the moment, not the best teams in December or the best teams mm-hmm. in February or March. It's the best teams going into the final, you know, right. segment of the season. And while the Kings haven't been great, they have been better than these other teams that are around them. And so I'm intrigued to see how it all plays out.
I think we saw yesterday, and Kirk Henderson from Mavs Moneyball, he's covered the Mavs for a long time, does such a great job. He's going to join us at 11:20. I have so many questions to ask Kirk Henderson, who covers the Mavs.
Yeah.
I want to talk basketball for sure and play in. But I got to talk about the Nico Harrison Invitational yesterday. I got to figure out how he's doing personally with the Luka stuff. I don't do this flippantly. Like, I'm not kidding. It's insane. And I have not gotten that perspective yet. We have not gotten that perspective yet. So Kirk Henderson from Mavs Moneyball going to join us at 11:20. You talk about the best teams winning. Mm-hmm. I think exactly what you said bared itself out last night.
Oh yeah, totally.
Orlando beat the Hawks by 25 points, but they jumped out to an early lead. The Hawks cut it, I believe, to single digits in the second half, mm-hmm. made it interesting. And then Orlando was just a little more talented, a little healthier, and they eventually pulled away. and won that game. They go on to face the Celtics in the first round in the 2-7 matchup. And then you have Warriors-Grizzlies. The Warriors are a little better than the Grizzlies right now, and that bared itself out. They win that game by 5. So that avoids the Kings-Warriors battle for the 8 seed,
which
everybody was buckled up for.
I did not want to see that again.
No, I was over it.
Yeah, I've been over it for so long.
I don't need year 3 of that.
Yeah, and I mean, the first year, the problem was they had played each other so many times down the stretch.
Yeah.
And then it was just so many games. It was like the two teams had played like 9 of the previous 13 games once you got through training camp. And they played them like 3 times in the first 2 weeks of the season. Like, what is happening?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But the build up to that series made the 7 games feel like 40.
Oh, yeah.
That was the longest 2 weeks of my life.
Yeah, I aged.
Just brutal, right? And not even just with the basketball. The basketball was really good, but just the discourse on the internet and on the radio and in the media, it was nuts. And then last year, both teams, disappointing years. The Kings were better last year. They showed it in the 9-10 matchup. They dispatched the Warriors, go on to face the Clippers, the Pelicans. It's kind of like, all right, that I'm over it now. And then it looked like we were just barreling toward it again this year. So I'm glad we avoided that. The bigger news and I want to talk about that game a little bit, but for the Kings specifically, if they move on with a win tonight, you mentioned that jaw injury. That did not look good. He rolled his ankle. We never got a full replay. I couldn't tell if he stepped on Buddy Hield's foot or fell just short of it because the camera cut off the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Very odd. But anyways, rolled the heck out of his ankle.
Yeah,
did not look good.
That's like a high ankle sprain. That's like he went toe first,
right?
Rolled up and over.
Yeah,
those hurt.
Yeah, like, and you could tell he was. It wasn't the because there's the various athlete pained expression,
mm-hmm.
and there's a really discernible difference from that person being like, "I'm worried about the pain I'm in," versus, "I know I can't play and I'm pissed that I'm not going to be able to get back on the court."
Yeah.
And Ja last night looked genuinely worried that when he went to take his free throw, because if you get hurt and you get removed from the game and you don't take your free throw after you get fouled,
you can't return.
Come back.
Yep.
So he limps onto the floor, didn't even tie his shoe, limped onto the floor, hit his free throw, which is gangster, and then they foul and he gets checked out. I was shocked that he came back in after that because he was not moving well. I don't think he was helpful for them.
No, I mean, even the last play where they get the 5-second call, he just stood there. Like, I think mentally he just wasn't sharp because he was in a lot of pain.
Yes.
And it was a mess. And so I think he did the best he could to try to be active and try to, you know, fight through it. But I don't know what he looks like 2 days later.
Yeah.
And a flight. You know, they went back to Memphis and, like, no matter what, they were flying. And so what is that ankle going to look like a couple of days later? Yeah, it's probably not good. And
can't imagine it is.
Yeah, that's always a worry with him, too.
And even if he does play, there's no way he's going to be anything close to 100%.
Yeah, not at all. Like, no.
Not in 3 days.
His lateral quickness will definitely be hampered. And when you're talking about a guy who thrives on athleticism and quickness, that's a bad one.
Yeah, man. And you saw a couple of moments last night where he dug deep and got into the paint and got a little shot up, but he was not going to the rim with the same force. He was not getting side to side with the same force. They were doing everything they could defensively to make sure that nobody was getting switched onto him.
Yeah.
They were sending doubles. They're fighting over screens. They're not switching anything. It was protect Ja at all costs. And so, like I said, he could every once in a while dig deep and find his way into the paint and hit a shot, but Ja's superpower is being able to do that for 40 minutes.
Yep.
And when he can do that half a dozen times through 4 quarters, like, what's he doing then?
Well, and we're talking, again, 2 days later, if that thing's the size of a softball, it swells. There's nothing you can do.
No.
Like, the
no...
human body does what it's going to do, and it's trying to protect itself.
Yep.
And I think we're all kind of intrigued to see what he will look like. And hey, look, it might not matter to Kings fans because the Kings have a game tonight that they've got to get through. And but you know, the Ja Morant injury is looming large for the next, mm-hmm. and the fact that that team has not played well. I mean, what we saw from the Warriors last night is what we saw from the Warriors the entire season. They were up 20. I sent you to up.
The Steph,
bring on the Grizz.
But the Steph four-point play that put them up 20 or 21 or whatever it was felt like, okay, they might roll.
Yep.
But I told you, like, not quite, because this team is generational at smoking leads.
Yep.
And then it gets down to 15. Oh, now it's down to 12. Oh, now it's down to 9. Oh, now it's down to 4. It's just, like you said, it went exactly how every Warriors game has gone this year. Mm-hmm. And the difference is, can they execute a couple of times down the stretch and the other team doesn't?
Yeah.
And that's what it came down to.
Well, I think what it really came down to for me was that they had two great players rolling.
Yes.
At one time.
Yes.
And so when you have Steph, you know that you know you're in any game. When you had Jimmy Butler playing at playoff Jimmy level.
Yeah.
But the problem is that everyone else was bad or marginal or marginalized by what was happening with the other two players. So, I mean, they only had two other players in double figures, what, Quentin Post and Gary Payton the second.
Yeah. He had a nice game.
Yeah, he had a nice game. He had a couple of threes. I think he had three threes. There was even one he passed up on late. It's like,
two?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you're shooting well tonight. Why'd you?
Yeah, take that shot.
Yeah, you got to take that shot.
That's the issue with Golden State moving forward, and I don't want to spend a ton of time on them, but there are just points in the game where, A, their lineups have no spacing. That's a huge problem for them, right? It's Jimmy Butler, who nobody's scared of shooting threes. It's Draymond Green, who's nobody's scared of shooting threes. This is not to say they can't, but teams aren't going to guard them. Teams aren't going to guard them the way they guard Steph, right? They're not going to warp their defense to make sure that... And then they've got GP2 closing games. He's not somebody anybody's really scared of shooting threes. So they run into this problem where, man, if Moses Moody is 1-for-4 and Draymond Green's 0-for-3, and Brandon Podziemski was abominable last night. He was 1-for-5 from 3, 1-for-7 from the field. If you're not getting high-end production from any of those guys, you got a pretty significant problem. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry scored 75 points last night, and they still needed to be dragged across the finish line.
There was a play late, though, that just showed you the brilliance of Steve Kerr's offense and what he's doing. Steph came out to set a screen for Jimmy Butler. He sets a screen. Jimmy Butler fires it to Draymond in the corner. And coming off the screen, Steph, like, roped around. Draymond hits him. Draymond screens off his man.
Yeah.
And there's Steph in the corner for a wide open look.
It's crazy.
Just absolutely wild that that guy could ever get wide open. But then you see the brilliance of their offense and the brilliance of players who have played together for a long time and can sense a moment and know exactly what to run against a team and just, like... you can't get a better look than that.
It's the value of ball movement, man. We talk about it with the Kings all the time.
Yeah.
There's a reason that the best offenses are ones that are very, very democratic in the way they move the basketball.
Yep. Everybody touches the ball. Sharing is caring.
Yep.
You know, that's how you keep everyone involved.
Steph had the quietest 37 last night.
Yeah.
When he hit his couple of free throws to get to 35, I think. Like, he has 35. If you had just said, hey, don't look, how many does he have tonight? I'd be like 22, 23.
Well, he was around that. Then he hit the back-to-back threes.
Yeah. The double pump fake on Scottie Pippen Jr. was nasty.
Or the five pump
fakes. Scottie Pippen Jr. was really good last night, by the way.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I was really impressed.
He's a, you know what? They have a way of developing players and bringing in players that just play a certain way. We talked about it like the Taylor Jenkins way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, John Conchard does so many things that are just, like,
just the little stuff.
He does all of the little things every single time you play against him. I mean, just comes up big all the time. And it's that mentality that they have that you need to bottle and figure out how to put that into what you do. And I asked Jake LaRavia about it, and he said, well, part of it is that they go find those guys in the draft. That's who they look for.
Yeah.
But also part of it is just that's a culture. If you're going to play, you're going to do all the little things. You're going to hustle. You're going to dive on the floor. And I appreciate this style of play.
I do, too. Desmond Bane was awesome last night, too. It felt like he had 50 points. He was really good. I still can't stand watching Jaren Jackson, though. His game is just not... I understand he's a good player. His game is so not aesthetically pleasing to me. I can't stand watching him hoop, man.
He just looks like a guy who does not work out.
I saw somebody say that his jump shot looks like a full court heave.
Yes, every time.
And that is spot on. That is so spot on. I get so mad when his three-pointers go in.
I would just like run at his feet, not put your foot down so he thinks that you're going to like, but put the fear of that in his head.
Yeah.
Because he just like totally lunges forward every single time.
Yeah. His feet are all, his landing zone's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Really good game. Very enjoyable. I do just real quick. I just want to point this out. I thought the entire game Golden State got a very favorable whistle.
Mm.
And I shouldn't say very it was definitely like, man, they've gotten more calls than they haven't.
Yeah. The like, Jimmy Butler phantom call.
Come on, man.
That was horrible.
So as you're watching that game, it's like, dude, they're getting a great whistle and they're still not able to put this game away. Man, this is a bad sign, right? But that stretch at the end, so that was already bad. Then you had the stretch at the end where Steph sets a screen for Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of switching the screen, instead of doing anything, Desmond Bane just throws Steph on the ground.
Yeah.
No call. Butler going to throw it back to Steph as the play is designed. It gets stolen by Scottie Pippen Jr. Scottie Pippen Jr. goes down. Clean block by Brandon Pajemski. Foul.
Yeah, that was wild.
Insane. But I get why it gets called in the moment. I get it. But not a good call. And then you had the Kevon Looney one, which you thought was a foul.
I did. I thought he got the inside of his arm,
talking about the play where Zach Edey's going to get the ball. And then Moses Moody wound up with it.
Yeah, it looked like he hit him on the inside of the elbow, which bowed him out, which made him bobble the ball.
Sure.
And then he turned around and Moody grabbed the ball. I thought what Moody did was totally clean, but I did think Looney got him.
So there was that one. We disagree on that one, but that's fine. I cannot believe they let that game end on a 5-second call. Oh, it was the right call.
Yes.
The refs did not blow that. I can't believe that this game that has been this good and was back and forth for what, 8 minutes of game time?
Oh yeah.
It from the 8 minute mark on was just back and forth. It's crazy. And they let it end on a 5-second violation? Give them 8 seconds. Like, what do you have to
do? I was just like stunned watching the Grizzlies stand around and not go anywhere. What? Jaw just like he makes his move. At like 6 seconds, he goes to like break.
Right. As the ref's doing his fifth arm, because you do the arms to count. As he's doing his fifth arm thing, Job breaks and it's like, ref's like, no.
I was watching with my son. I had enough time to go, oh, that's a 5-second call. And then the whistle blows.
Yes. Insane. And I don't know what they were doing on that play. Because like you said, Jaw's just standing there. And what's Jaw going to do anyway? He's hurt, man.
Yeah.
So Jaw's just standing. You have Desmond Bane on the in the opposite corner. He's not been able to miss. And you have him just in the far corner, like there's no way the ball's getting to him.
Weird.
And you've got Luke Kennard just kind of calmly jogging to the corner. What play was that?
Not an effective one.
Really weird. I couldn't believe, like it was the right call. Like I said, the refs did not blow the call. I just couldn't believe they let the game end on that. Man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Tough.
Alas. Zach Edey had a really effective game too. 14 points, 17 boards. 4 of 11 from the field though. Oof. So we avoid Kings Warriors part 3 if the Kings win tonight, of course. Will they win tonight? Let's dive into that matchup next. Kings Mavericks Golden 1 Center. We're going to get into what the Kings are facing. A little bit of a strange matchup, and we'll tell you why next. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen, and Joe Brazil's here. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube, and we're back in a minute on ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And 1320 at Sacramento Sports Leader.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Now
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Justice for Royale. Oh, good fade.
Wow.
Did you fade that or did you take it out of our ears? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Ah, gotcha.
Is that just cut in our ears? So, all right. Very good.
We're watching Supernatural here in studio, and I just realized that the guy in Supernatural in this episode is the guy from White Lotus.
Oh, it's Greg.
It's Greg.
Nice. Slash Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
I just learned the other day that's Uncle Rico.
No.
I swear to God. Just learned that.
Uncle Rico is in White Lotus?
I would never have, like, put two and two together.
That's Uncle Rico.
Wow.
Yes.
It is.
You can throw a football over the mountains.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm starting the show tonight. That's all you had to say.
What just happened?
He's actually... So Gary Gregg. Yeah. It's kind of an anthology series, sort of. It takes place at different venues across the three seasons. We're talking to Joe here, talking to the young people. And it takes place across three different... there's Thailand, Hawaii?
No.
Maui? Maui's the first one?
Yeah.
Is it Hawaii? Is it filmed on Maui? Doesn't matter. Anyways, there's three different locations. The other one's on the Amalfi Coast. And
yeah,
the storylines are different, but there are a couple recurring characters, and he's one of them. He's in all three seasons.
Yeah.
Sold.
He's the only one in all three seasons, right? I think he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, was...
I don't think so.
Yes. Yeah, the person who's in season one and three.
Yep.
But not two. And the person who's in one and two, but not three.
Yes.
But he's in all three. Nice. Okay. Anyways, real quick, got a couple of housekeeping notes before we dive into this Kings Mavericks matchup. We got basketball to talk about. First of all, I got three housekeeping items for you. So buckle up. One of them is going to include us giving you money. So lock in. First of all, at 4 o'clock today, we've got Miami at Chicago in the 9-10 East play-in game. We've got that for you right here on ESPN 1320.
Awesome.
Miami, Chicago should be a ton of fun. I am looking forward to that game. I don't know that I'm looking forward to the next one with the Hawks and whoever wins this one, and I'm certainly not looking forward to their series against the Cavs. But the Bulls were really good to finish this year.
Yeah, the Bulls are rolling.
Yes.
Again, I want to see the best team win.
Yes.
The team that's playing the best going into the playoffs so we actually get a good first round series.
Yeah. I hope we get I think this will be a good game tonight though. The Bulls are clearly playing better than Miami, but man, Eric Spoelstra in Miami in a one game play in setting.
Yep.
You can't count them out. So that'll be a ton of fun. As far as the money goes, ESPN 1320 is giving away money just for listening to the station. ESPN listeners will have two chances to win big. All listeners have to do is listen for the two keywords throughout the day and then enter it online at ESPN1320.com. Listeners will have two chances to grab a keyword, one with us on the Insiders and the other with D'Lo and KC. Each day, one lucky winner will win $500. That's courtesy of Folsom Lake Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And that begins next week.
That's amazing.
$500. We're giving it away.
That's right.
And then we're also doing we're doing a draft party for the Professional Football League that is the most prominent
one. There you
one.
Go. Yeah.
I don't know what we're allowed to say and not say. So we're doing a pro football draft party.
That's right.
At Cache Creek. It's going to be a ton of fun. So here's how it's going to go. James and I are doing a live show there from 4 to 5 p.m. Talking NFL draft 4 to 5 p.m. in the YOLO room. It's a small conference room.
It's like
a small ballroom.
Yeah, it's...
Small ballroom.
Intimate setting.
Come hang out. We're just going to chill and talk draft. Super non-formal. It'll be on air. We'll have to follow, you know, the rules and stuff. But really non-formal. Ton of fun. And then we're going to pack up our stuff, and we're going to head over to the Elevate Lounge, which is this big, beautiful bar with a bunch of TVs in the middle of the casino. And we're going to watch the NFL draft there. Not doing a show, not going to have mics on, not doing anything. We are just hanging out, having some good food, having some good drinks, and watching the NFL draft with you at Cache Creek. Again, that is Thursday, April 24th. So that's next Thursday. Live show 4 to 5. Watch party begins right after that. Watch party begins at 5.
That's right.
And then we're just hanging out.
Just chilling. Come hang out with us.
Gotta see where the night takes us. It's going to be a ton of fun out at Cache Creek on April 24th. Cannot wait to get out there and do that. But before we get to the NFL draft here on the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube, James Hamm, over there. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's behind the glass. The glass, by the way, is a divider between Studio 2 and Studio 1.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't just know if everyone is completely aware.
Yeah, Joe's not just in a random cage. So we have, what, 7 studios here?
8?
I don't know.
7 studios 7. Or something? So Joe is in the very first studio, which is Studio 1. We're in Studio 2. Mm-hmm. The glass is the window between the two studios. Mm-hmm. It's a big window that you can look through, and we can see Joe, and he can see us.
Yep.
So when we say Joe's behind the glass, that's what he is. That's what he's doing. He's free to roam about as he wishes.
Oh, yeah.
He's not locked in a glass
container. I'm not being held captive.
Yeah, right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was... Yeah. What?
No, nothing. Yeah, no, it's all good. We're all good over here.
Kings, Mavs tonight, Golden 1 Center. Kings swept the season series against Dallas. Dallas and the Kings feel like they're two sides of the same coin. They're both in very weird places organizationally, but not the exact same place.
Yeah.
But you wrote down, and it's correct, this is a completely different Mavericks team than the one the Kings have faced at any point this year. But also, it's a little bit different Kings team than the one the Mavericks have faced at any point this year. A lot of turmoil between these two teams.
Yeah, I would say that these teams are two of the most unsettled franchises in the league as of right now. Like, going into the offseason, the biggest difference is that, I mean, they both traded their star. They, of course, traded a superstar, where the Kings traded a star-level player. Mm. They did get a superstar-level player back, but an injury-prone one who's in his 30s, as opposed to the 25-year-old superstar they had. They've set their path forward is not good. And they don't even have, like, the draft capital to go and replenish and to figure things out. And also, I think that there's a point here where they're going to become a little bit like Sacramento for like the next 2 or 3 years, where they're sort of a free agency pariah team, because I don't think anyone wants to go to Dallas and be part of the group that replaces the Luka version. And so I don't think that there's going to be a lot of people lining up waiting to go there. And again, they don't have draft picks. They don't have any of their draft capital, I think, until 2030. Like, whether it's, they've already traded it, or they've got pick swaps, or, you know, again, they can't trade in between the Stepien rule, all that stuff. This is a team that's in a bind, in a bad spot. And they're in a bad spot because of a general manager who kind of went rogue and just decided to, like, trade their best player.
Again, Kirk Henderson from Mavs Moneyball, he does an awesome job covering the Mavs. He's going to join us at 11:20. I want to talk hoops with him. I want to talk about the game tonight. But it's impossible to avoid the Luka Nico Harrison conversation. Because Nico Harrison had an invitational presser yesterday with no recording devices, no cameras, but they released a transcript of the conversation.
And the transcript is just wild.
You get why he didn't want it recorded.
Yeah.
But and now I'm seeing stuff about how it's even more awkward than it looks in the transcript, and it's just a mess. So it's impossible to talk about the Mavericks right now without talking about this mess that they've put themselves in, because their GM, who the fan base to a person wants fired, keeps shooting himself in the foot.
Yeah.
Just keep scoring own goals.
Well, that and the tough thing is that Nico Harrison, like, he's a Nike executive.
Right.
That's where he comes from.
Who's really has a lot of connections and friends in the league.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't come up through a system as a basketball person. And, it's just different. Yeah, I mean, every team chooses a different path. And, I mean, some of the transcript stuff is just wild.
It's incredible stuff.
It's just wild. I mean, like, and the funny thing is, like, you know, if there is no recording devices outside of the team recording device, they get to put the transcript out. Like, right?
Right.
So we've got transcripts from the Kings of a 20 or let's say a 12-minute coaching press conference, right? And they'll give you like the first 3 questions and answers. Mm. Or sometimes if there's something controversial, they'll just skip it.
Yes.
So like just the way this thing reads is just wild.
Right.
I mean, I've got this Tim McMahon exchange here. It's just absolutely bonkers. It's crazy.
I will say Tim McMahon's first question was a little bit convoluted.
Yep.
So I don't want to go all the way through it. But the crux of his question was, you say that you've built this window and this long-term path.
Yep.
But you don't have any draft capital, and you traded away a star who just took you to the finals in the middle of his prime or even before his prime. So how are you in a better place?
Yeah.
And Nico Harrison says, can you repeat the question?
Did you see his answer to that? His answer to that is spectacular.
Yes. Yeah, so Tim McMahon said, do you have his answer in front of you?
Yes.
So Tim McMahon restates the question. You don't have any draft capital moving forward.
Yeah.
You say you open this window for long-term success, but you traded away a younger player who just got you to the finals for Anthony Davis, who's an older injury-prone player. How are the Mavs in a better spot now? How is the Mavs' future in a better spot now than it was? And what did Nico Harrison say?
Well, his first thing, can you repeat that?
Right.
And then he responds, I keep saying the same thing, but defense wins championships. I believe that we have a championship caliber team, not only for now, but also for the future. Obviously, the future will hold if I'm right or wrong, and ultimately we're going to be held to the standards of wins and losses, and every executive in every field is going to be held to that same standard. So, I mean, the question that Tim asked was like, he said 27 to 30, you're out on your first round capital. Your own words, you created a 3 to 4 year time frame. When the credit card bill comes due, that time frame is over. How is that in the best interest of your long-term interests of the franchise? Again, 27 to 30, you're out of your capital. You build a franchise, you build a finals team doing it, and you trade the guy who led that finals team. How is that in the long-term best interest when he's, at the same time, a 25-year-old generational talent who could have had a 10 to 12-year runway? Yeah.
And the thing that's insane is Nico Harrison has not provided any answer outside of, well, defense wins championships.
That's it.
They've done all this sniping of Luka in the press, anonymous sources saying that they feel this and that. If you really feel that way, then say it. Say it with your chest, man.
Yeah.
In that press conference when Tim McMahon says, bro, you got this 10 to 12 year runway, say, we don't think we had a 10 to 12 year runway. We think we had a 1 to 2 year runway because we don't think he's going to work hard. We think he's going to be out of shape. We think he's going to have injury problems. We were out on him as a future centerpiece of our franchise. Say it.
Yeah, end of story.
Say it.
Yep.
But, well, defense wins championships, and you're entitled to your opinion. Only the future will tell what's right and wrong. Like, brother, no. You're wrong. It's not. So, anyways.
The Kings play this team.
Anyways, this is the team. Like, it genuinely, for the Kings have been through the ringer this year. You fired a coach. The assistant GM left. The general manager's on the hot seat. You finished 10-ish wins below where you thought you would.
You traded your best player.
You've had injury problems. You've your other best player. There's rumors that he's going to ask out. It's just been a mess. And they are they're still in a better spot than the Mavs.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable incompetence in Dallas.
Well, that's the key word, incompetence. Like, that's what it is.
That's it.
Like, and like, there are teams that trade their best players. There are teams that trade players like Luka. Like, throughout the history of the NBA, players like him on occasion get traded. Or they leave. They leave via free agency. They do whatever. Mm-hmm. But to not at least maximize your dollar and maximize what you're trading him for, mm-hmm. like, Luka was worth 5 or 6 first-round picks. Like, that's how you reset your franchise. You give away all of your picks, right, yep. to build a championship winner, which is what Tim McMahon is saying. You kept mortgaging your future to build a championship winner, and then you traded the centerpiece of your franchise. So, like, all of it doesn't make any sense. If you're going to trade that piece, then you better get back either all that draft capital or a player that's going to be your centerpiece going forward. And unfortunately, I don't think Anthony Davis is that player. That doesn't mean he's not a very, very good player, an exceptional NBA player. Mm-hmm. But there's a big difference between, you know, the Anthony Davises of the world and the Luka Doncic's of the world.
That's it, man. There's Anthony Davis is the. We need to get away from if you don't call somebody the very, very best that you're disrespecting them in some way.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is one of the best players in the league. Luka Doncic is a tier above. If Luka was on the Mavs right now, A, I don't think they'd be playing in this game, but if they were, I would have so much more fear of the Mavericks if they had Luka going into the night instead of Anthony Davis.
Of course.
And it's not even close. It's not even, it is not even in the same, and again, that is not, oh man, Anthony Davis can't bust up the Kings tonight. He might. And we'll talk about it. We'll talk about reasons to the Mavs could win or the Kings could lose. Like, we'll get to that. But if Luka was playing in this game instead of Anthony Davis, let's say they were in this game because Luka's been hurt and he came back in the last week and they fought and they scratched and clawed and they got to the 10 seed, we would be like, man, this is a tough Dallas team. A team that went to the finals last year. PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively, and man, they got Luka running around. It's going to be tough. And instead it's this.
Yep.
It's Anthony Davis and...
Well,
what else?
And I'll tell you, like, some of the conversation will be that, well, Luka's got to go win, and, you know, he's going to have LeBron and all that stuff. But I will just tell you, the 10 to 12 year window that Tim McMahon is talking about just got transferred to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yep.
Because once LeBron is gone, that's Luka's team, and it will not be that difficult to build a winner, a sustainable winner, because he's that good.
Yep.
Just took a marginal team to the NBA Finals last season.
Yep.
Can he win one? Well, yet to be seen, but still.
They're going to be in the conversation for as long as Luka is suiting up and playing basketball.
Yep.
Man. All right, we'll keep diving into tonight's play-in game between the Kings and Mavericks. Again, 11:20, Kirk Henderson, Mavs Moneyball, and of course, Pod Maverick, a Dallas Mavericks podcast, does a great job covering the Mavs. He's going to join us at 11:20 to kind of get that perspective. How do the Mavs win? What's going on down there in Dallas? We'll discuss all that. We'll have keys to a Kings victory tonight. All that coming up. Also, I want to very briefly talk about the Eastern Conference play-in game last night because I might be out on Trae Young moving forward. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's here. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader. Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
The Mavericks moved on in the East last night with their play-in win. Magic.
Magic.
Magic. Kings-Mavericks tonight. We'll talk about that, but I want to put a pin in it to talk about the 7-8 matchup between the Magic and Hawks last night. Magic jump out to an early lead, Hawks battle back, and then the Magic pull away. I got the ick watching Trae Young get ejected.
Yeah.
It was such a strange... He's not the first player. He's not the only player who's ever... I've watched Draymond purposely get ejected perhaps 400 times in my life. But the way he went about it, where he's barking at the ref, trying to get a T, got a T, and then did whatever he could to get a second one.
Yeah, just and disrespectful.
Took the ball and wasn't giving it back to the official. Knew he was going to get teed up, wanted to get teed up, wanted to not be playing in that game anymore. It was the stuff going off the court where he pump fakes the referee and then drops the ball on the ground as he's walking off. I didn't like it. Not a fan.
Yeah.
It's my old man yells at cloud take of the day.
I remember there was a game where a specific big man did not want to play against DeMarcus Cousins. Did not want any part of it. And after the game, I was told very specifically that he went to the official and said, throw me out of the game. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, throw me out of the game. I don't want to be here. Throw me out of the game.
I think I know who it is.
Well, I'm not going to say the
name. Would you blink twice if I said the name and it was right?
Maybe.
Okay, here. I'll ask it this way. Is it a player who's technically been on the Kings?
No.
No?
No.
Not a person who's been on the Kings twice, sort of?
No.
Okay.
No, that player has got thrown out multiple times for going crazy. This one quietly went over, said something to the official, got his first tee, said, okay, what are the magic words I need to say again, said them again, and said, all right, you're out. First quarter, like, I'm good. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be here.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So I say that about Trey and how I kind of got the ick from watching him get ejected. She's like, man, I thought he was, I don't know, like above that. I didn't think he was that type of player. But then somebody in the chatty house asked if I would trade Zach LaVine for Trey Young straight across. Kind of makes sense.
Okay, so like if you're the Kings, would you consider that? And I would, like in all honesty, I think you would have to.
Yeah.
Like, Trey is 4 years younger, doesn't have the injury history. He's not nearly as efficient as a player. He's not efficient
as a scorer. He's not even close.
Yeah, he's not efficient at all. He's even, for as great of a 3-point shooter as you think he is, he's not very good.
He just shoots them from far away. He doesn't make them at a particularly high clip. Trae Young's superpower is that he's a point guard.
Yeah.
He is an awesome distributor.
Yeah, he led the league in assists this year at 11.6, yes. But he also shot 34% from three. And 41% from the field. Ooh. Now, part of that's because they blew up their team halfway through the year. They had injuries. You know, again, we talked about this. Jalen Johnson went out. They traded DeAndre Hunter. They traded Bogdan Bogdanovich. Like, when that happens, you have to understand that all of the focus offensively, all of the focus for the opposition's defense is on one player. It's to try to take away Trae Young. Yeah. So Trey is basically out there looking around like who else is going to bust these guys up? Mm-hmm. And the answer is nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody is in the scouting report as like a plus.
Nope.
Like teams do not fear Risacher. They don't fear Dyson Daniels. They understand that Capella can dunk in the pick and roll or that Okongwu can dunk in the pick and roll, but there's no other like offensive creative threat, and so all of their energy goes to limiting everything that Trae Young does. And so that's why you have a season where, again, he shoots below. His career shooting percentage is 43.3%. His career three-point shooting is 35.2%. Mm-hmm. You put him in the right system, and you take him away from the only team he's ever played for, I think he's going to look a little bit different. He's never going to be a good defender at all.
Yeah, there'd have to be a very specific team build around him.
Yeah,
and it kind of looks like the Hawks are moving that direction, but I'm not totally sure. But anyway, the idea of having Trae Young with the Kings, and the reason it's appealing is just that point guard aspect. Because like going into tonight's game against the Mavs. One of the big concerns I have for the Kings is, hey, if this game gets a little bit sideways or it's a little hectic, who's the calming offensive presence? Who's the person that Mike Conley for the Timberwolves, right? Mm-hmm. Mike Conley doesn't do a lot of things great at 38 years old or whatever he is. But man, when they need to slow things down, they can get him the ball. He's going to get everything organized and they're going to run the offense.
Yep.
The Kings have missed that player all year, and not all year, really, since they traded De'Aaron Fox. They have missed that player, that kind of what's the word I'm looking for? The organizational, no, just the guy to run the offense.
The floor general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're missing that, and that's where tonight against Dallas, because Dallas really doesn't have the player either.
They don't. No, because Kyrie's done and because Luka got traded.
Right. So they don't really have that player either. Like, God love Dante Exum. I don't think anybody's confusing Dante Exum for John Stockton.
No.
You know, so it's a concern I have tonight. And if they win, it'll be a concern going into the Memphis game. And if they win that one, it'll be a concern going into the playoffs where, hey, when things get slowed down and they grind to a little bit of a halt, are the Kings just going to revert to, okay, it's DeMar DeRozan time? because that's his thing. And I have a hard time. This is where I agree with our buddy Sean Cunningham, KCRA3 Sean Cunningham. This is where I have a little bit of a hard time disagreeing with him, because in that spot, when you look at, we always talk about the Kings and their team build and what makes sense and what doesn't. And man, if the Kings are in a spot where it is tied or they're down a couple points and there's 4 minutes left, you don't have somebody who's going to go, okay, I'm going to bring the ball across. Let's get into the offense. All right, let's run it. It's just going to be, all right, everybody clear out. It's DeMar time. And that is where, like, that's kind of where you want to have them, maybe?
No, I get it, especially in playoff basketball when the game does get slow.
Yeah.
When pace is not nearly as prevalent. Guys like DeMar, guys, even like Zach LaVine, like the ISO game. And I think that that's why when we look at this contest, we look at the Kings in a different light than we do the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Dallas Mavericks still have a superstar. Like, on paper and, like, historically, the best player in this game is probably going to be Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's a better player. Like, again, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, just like DeMar DeRozan is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
So my point, though, is that if you're really fearing the two teams, like, Anthony Davis needs help to be the player that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, defensively, he's incredible, a great rebounder. Mm-hmm. Like, he can score like crazy as well, but there are ways to limit him and limit his effectiveness, and a lot of that is the fact that he's not going to have a point guard at all. Like, there mm-hmm. is not going to be a point guard in this game. Exum, you could consider a point guard, but sure. Like, as of right now, they're starting Najee Marshall at the point, or they're starting Klay Thompson at the point. That's what they did, like, the second to the last game of the season. Yes. I didn't look at their last game of the season because that one didn't matter.
Weird game.
But, like, when I look at the way that team is created, they have a lot of players that are so dependent on having Luka or having mm-hmm. Kyrie. And when they don't have those pieces, how do you function?
Yeah.
Because, again, Anthony Davis as just, like, an individual player and a historical player is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather have a player today like Domantas Sabonis, who I can run the ball through and can pass and, like, make plays for everybody else, because he's used to doing that.
So I think that's it. If I laid out the wrong scenario, let's say there's a spot tonight where third quarter, early third quarter, Mavs go on a 13-0 run,
mm-hmm.
and they take an 11-point lead. Who's the player that the Kings go to and go, okay, we need to get into our offense and get a bucket. Let's run our best play. Let's run our best set. And I think Domas is it.
Yeah.
I think he has to be the organizer. And I mentioned crunch time. If in crunch time, it's going to be Najee Marshall or Anthony Davis v. DeMar DeRozan trying to go bucket for bucket, cool. But in that spot where, hey, got to settle things down, this is a must-win game, everybody chill, I think it has to be Domas.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because if it gets into that where, okay, now we're stopping the ball, and whether it's DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine or otherwise, you can't get into that, oh my God, we can't get a stop, it's a 13-0 run, quick, take a contested jumper. That cannot be the plan going into tonight or the next game or the next series.
Yeah.
And they got to figure that out.
I agree. But I do think the Kings are better equipped because of their ability to go into specific ISO plays.
I think you're right.
In crunch time in the playoffs.
And if DeMar, there was that little stretch where DeMar was distributing and facilitating mm-hmm. and also doing his DeMar thing, that would be great. If he wants to be the de facto point guard, awesome.
Yep.
A+. Love that idea. I just don't know that that's something that we can effectively rely on. What we can effectively rely on is our friends at Underdog. It's daily fantasy sports. Their pick 'em game is super easy. You pick higher or lower on at least two player stats. I tell you about it all the time. They've got basketball, and of course, with the NBA playoffs coming up, you're going to want to lock in to basketball, but they've got baseball, they got hockey, all your favorite sports, all your favorite leagues, all your favorite teams, all your favorite players. What they're doing for the NBA playoffs, though, is awesome. They're doing a profit boost token, 40% profit boost for game one. If you use that 40% profit boost token, you get a 50% profit boost token for game two, all the way up to 100% for game seven. That is incredible. I will be using that. I usually give out a lineup now. I'm ice cold. I don't know that I've ever been colder in daily fantasy, so I'm not going to give you a lineup. I guess I could have given you one to fade, but okay. I'm not going to give you a lineup. I'll have one. I'm just not going to give it out. I'm not trying to give out losers, and I'm very unconfident in my ability to create underdog fantasy lineups right now. So download the Underdog app and sign up with promo code KYLEM, K-Y-L-E-M, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code KYLEM, K-Y-L-E-M. Create your own lineup. Whether you want to do the Kings game or another one, create your own lineup. Don't follow mine. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.